Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blaine, let's shift gears, go to College Station, Texas, and talk the Texas A&M Aggies. And we talked about this, Blaine, last week, but it's interesting how for some programs out there, the spring can kind of serve as this, no pun intended, springboard, and where you kind of see stock up and people buying more stock, and you get a look at a team in the spring game, and it's not about what the stats say, but seeing the roster top to bottom. And I feel like Texas A&M is one of those. I'm really having to exert discipline because I'm like, I want to go into a year, Blaine, where I keep things conservative and Texas A&M overachieves. Like, when's the last time we gave A&M the opportunity to overachieve? Because the expectations year in, year out are so sky high. But you look at this football team, you look at this roster, and I know there's question marks just like everybody else, but you look at this football team, it's far from an empty cupboard that Mike Elko has inherited. There's questions at wide receiver, although Noah Thomas looked fantastic with a pair of touchdown catches. We just mentioned a Purdue transfer. How about Nick Scorton at the defensive end spot? Fantastic player on that defensive front. Connor Wegman, who's still recovering from the injury but did play. He's, I think, as close to 100% as he's been in quite some time, certainly, but made some really nice throws. Even your backup quarterback was really good, Marcel Reed. You look at the secondary, guys they brought in, Shamar Stewart looked great. Scooby Williams, they were all over the field defensively. Blaine, am I being too bullish on A&M? Again, I'm trying to exert some discipline here because I've been one. I've picked 9 wins, 10 wins, whatever it might be for A&M over the last couple of years. It's hard not to do that again this year. And I know we're talking here in April, but you can at least see on the field that this isn't a typical year one, what Mike Elko and company are gearing up for.
Now, listen, I saw the first – I wanted to see – Connor Wegman, right? I wanted to see, and I saw that first play, him drop back and throw a frozen rope in a tight window on a skinny post, and I said, gig him, I'm in, right here. Like, give him to me, because I thought that Texas A&M looked fantastic in this, because it was a balance. You saw the defense, who lost a lot from that defense, step up and play. We've talked about it, Chris. Some of these, not all spring games are created equally. I think there is a hunger there in Texas A&M to just wash some of that stench off of them that's been the last couple of years, to really say, hey, this is a brand new start. This is what we're about. This is how we're going to play. And the way that you saw Texas A&M's defense with Scooby Williams, who I will tell you, I watched film and breakdown after breakdown and all that kind of stuff from Florida last year. Scooby Williams did not play with great effort at Florida. He did not. I'll just tell you, he didn't. He took bad angles in the run game, all that kind of stuff. Scooby Williams played like his hair was on fire in this game, and that's in a spring game. So I'm really excited about that for them on this defense. You got, of course, Shamar Turner didn't play in this game, but he's going to be a star. We know that. Shamar Stewart did play in this game, and he was all over the field, a former number one prospect back in that big class that they had. And the secondary coming up and laying the wood to folks. Dalton Brooks diagnosed a run early on in that game, went out and just absolutely planted a guy down on the perimeter. Bobby Taylor doing his thing. BJ Mays coming over from UAB and being physical. A lot of people think physicality means running up and knocking somebody out on a tackle. BJ Mays was physical and coming up and playing through a football one time on a slant going through there. I thought the secondary showed a lot to you know, Bryce Anderson's a great football player on the back end. And we knew what Taron York was, right? As a sophomore named a captain, a permanent captain right now, a sophomore Taron York after a great freshman year. We needed to look up and see, okay, who is going to you know, be there at that linebacker position with him? Well, Scooby Williams answered that. Damian Sanford answered that. Damian Sanford rattled somebody's teeth early on in the game too. There was some popping going on here. But you mentioned one name, Nick Scorton. And I had to go back and I was like, okay, Scorton, what's the origin of that word, the country? I was like, oh, that's a old English word for opening up a can of just, I mean, because he was on fire. This guy's going to be a problem. I'm just telling you, Nick Scorton is going to be a problem. And when you pair him with those other guys, so I'm really excited about Texas A&M. It's going to be hard for me to lower those expectations as well.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, You'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Yeah, Nick Scorton was fantastic. I think early on, he's one of those guys you look at, maybe a preseason all-conference guy, hasn't taken a snap in the SEC, but was really good at Purdue and obviously showed those flashes in the spring game. You mentioned also, too, Blaine, the running game. Thought Le'Veon Moss looked good, but Reuben Owens, I think a 61-yard touchdown run as well. Yeah. E.J. Smith and Reuben Owens add a great pair of backup options or a stable of running backs, if you will, to what Le'Veon Moss, that running game, can do. Quick question, Blaine, before we get off of Texas A&M. Connor Wegman, when fully healthy, we're obviously assuming he's going to make it through the season fully healthy, fingers crossed. In your opinion, is he a top five quarterback in the SEC when fully healthy?
It's in terms of the physical traits, yes. Like in terms of he's got every he's got the size, he's got the arm strength, all that. And I think he's patient. I think he diagnoses things well. I'm excited to see him take that next step forward. So yes, I absolutely think he can be a top five guy when totally healthy. But you mentioned it before. Marcel Reed had a nice game. Let me tell you something. Aggie fans, just like we talked about with Longhorn fans, need to be excited about Arch Manning maybe a year from now. Texas A&M fans should be very excited about Marcel Reed, because I would be shocked if he doesn't end up being your number two quarterback. That guy, we talked about it with Talen Green at Arkansas. Okay, we talked about it. We saw it. It's not just that a quarterback can run. This guy can run. Like Marcel Reed can go, and he's not even a guy that looks to do that. He played in a pro-style I-formation offense in high school, so he was trained on the classic, you know, 3-5-7-step drop, bootleg, waggle, all that kind of stuff, deep play action, and he plays very calm, very mature. Found Noah Thomas on a couple of his touchdowns, and Noah Thomas, you said, had a great day. You got Moose Muhammad, all these guys, but I'm telling you, Marcel Reed is a name to know going forward in the future for Texas A&M.
And last thing, Blaine, on A&M, I'll say is this. Despite the Aggies losing Anais Smith, Evan Stewart, I think that wide receiver room could be better this year. When you look at the bodies they've got back, many of the folks down there believe losing Evan Stewart was actually addition by subtraction. Take that for what it's worth. But certainly, I don't think they're going to take a step back at all this year. Might even take a step forward.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality.
Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.